interesting. If you wanted to spend the entire year long learning about different Hasidic perspectives on Hanukkah, some of you wouldn't run out of material, not even after 1 year. Let's get started. I want to take a couple of different glimpses of a couple of different things. Start a little bit with Rav Simcha Bonim and Pshir Sescha. Anyone here Rav Simcha Bonim? Rav Simcha Bonim and Pshir Sescha. He's one of the earlier Hasidic Rebbeim in Poland, Polish Hasidus. Someone that worked for himself for Parnas. He was a pharmacist. He went in to study to be a pharmacist. And all of his closer Talmidim, we also taught the trade to them, so they could be mitpanes b'kavod. The Rav Simcha Bonim learned from the Chozem Lublin. Talk about it a little bit later. After Chozem Lublin, the Yudhi HaKadosh from Piyashescha, the Holy Jew from Piyashescha. After Rav Simcha Bonim, the Kotzke Rebbe that everyone's heard of, learned from Rav Simcha Bonim. The Chidush Yerim, the founder of the Gerach Hasidus, learned a little bit from his grandson, hopefully later, the Tzfas Emes. Also learned by Rav Simcha Bonim. Maybe for the first Torah, everyone have a sheet? The first Torah that we'll see, start with a quick vort. That we know in Hanukkah, so in order to light the candles, there's the candles, there's the ner, there's the shemen, there's the ptil, there's the wick. So Rav Simcha Bonim, it's not stam. If you take the letters, the ner, the nun, the ptil, the pei, and the shemen, the shin, you get nefesh. And the symbolism of lighting the candle, we know the ner mitzvah in Torah or, and, right? And the ner is also neshmat adam. There's a lot of connections between the neshama and the ner. The Rogot Abosem at the top from last week's Parashat HaShavua, Simcha Bonim, says, Ita Shabbat b'mincha eit ratzon zman cheshbon nefesh. We know that Shabbos, b'chol, not connected to Chanukah, because Rava, the Rava, it's a time of ratzon. V'ita Shabbat Chanukah gam ken yamim mesugalim l'taken nefesh. So just like Shabbos and Ben HaShemashos, time of Shal Shuras is very, very special times. So to Chanukah is a time to be taken nefesh, as we said, ner p'til on Shabbat. Shabbos Chanukah is coming up, right? Bezrat Hashem, we're Ototo Shabbos. Be together Shabbos. Shabbos Chanukah Mesugalim Yoter. When you take the two together, the synthesis of Shabbos and Chanukah is very, very special. Times Kiti'ita, the Sfarim Tilot V'Shanim Avshim Madakim B'Shabbos Madakim B'Chanukah. For those that are familiar with the Sugya, starting a little bit later, you won't see the whole Sugya inside. Right? But there's the Sugya in Chaf Aleph, Shabbos, the machlokas there about the shmonim and what you could use and things you can't use of Shabbos, you can't use the Chanukah. L'maisa we pass in like Rab Zeram, Rav Matna, Rav Rab Zeram, Rav Tilot v'shmanim shamru chachamim emadikim b'Shabbat madlikim em b'Chanukah. I mean the types of wicks and oils which are usher to light on Shabbos. Why are they usher to light on Shabbos? Because we're afraid either they smell better or we're afraid they're not going to light well, and then there's a chashash that a person might have to go to fix it and be mechal Shabbos a mistake. Therefore, we want to make sure that we use oils and wicks, things that are light well, and we don't have to be choshesh, a person can be mechal Shabbos. The halach is, even though not on Shabbos, they are in Chanukah. There's different deos there about chol, Shabbos, lemais, so we pass it, it's much more Chanukah. So, what's the deeper pnimius of the halacha? So, it says, Rav Simcha Bonim, haremez, b'shabbat Chanukah, zman eit ratzon. Chanukah, hitchatshut b'avodat Hashem, v'gam remez achinuch habanim etalmidim. So he says that Chanukah has potential for growth, even more so than Shabbos. I mean, as high as Madriga Shabbos is, Chanukah even has more potential, and therefore wicks, right? And the symbolism of the wick catching on fire is the neshama catching on fire, going up towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, feeling the slavas, the passion. Right? Remember Chanukah? Chanukah is in the death of the winter. It's an interesting thing. It's not our topic now, but there's a medrash that speaks about original Chanukah at the time of Gan Eden, about the Rishon. It's a time of Hodah Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the days get shorter and shorter and shorter, he felt that maybe the world would come to an end. Eventually, there'll be no sun. And when Dafka Chanukah is the time, usually right around when the days start getting longer, he realizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to stay, represents the light in the middle of the darkness. And the same thing in terms of darkness and Ruchnias, the dry spells, that the light of Chanukah just comes to light up our lives. And there's more potential on Chanukah than on Shabbos. He says, and hints too, in Eir Ratzon, A, in Avodas Hashem, B, in Chinuch HaBanim, and Talmidim, that there's a time in Chanukah that's Misugal more than others. The Kedusha Zalevi, Levi Yitzchak Mivraditchev, one of the Talmidim of the Magi Mezrich, you know, a couple of people picked up his Sefer this past Moshe Shabbos, right? Some of them started learning a little bit. So Kedusha Zalevi here says about Chanukah, Baruch Ata Adonai, Elohinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nieh B'Dvaro. He says, "B'Kislev uChanukah." And Chanukah is dafka Kislev. Why? Ki Kislev hu neged Yaakov. Why is Kislev representative to Yaakov? What's the connection between Kislev and Yaakov? The third, right? third month of the year, third of the Avos, Kislev, Yichanukah, Yichislev, Unegin Yaakov, Veidei Yaakov, Hema Nisim, Kenodah. V'lechein Aya Nes B'chodesh Hazeh. The reason it's miraculous is because it's more of an Indian of miracles by Yaakov Avinu. V'chodesh HaShlishi Mitishrei Hatchalat Shana, Shehu Neged Levi. Gimel Shvatim, V'lechein Aya Nes, Haidei Kohanim Chashmonim V'nav, Shekonim Eim Shevet Levi. Levi is also the third. Therefore, Dafke, the miracles in Kislev, which is connected to Yaakov Avinu, is Dafke connected to Levi, and therefore the miracles are through the Chashmonim. Haklal, what's the connection? V'rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pokedet Yisrael HaTova. Meaning all the chesed that we're going to get from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in any given year is given to us and decided already in Rosh Hashanah. In Tishrei. Rach B'chanukah Yisrael Ro'in HaTova V'seichel V'hu B'machshava. Meaning there's a difference between having something and knowing that we have it. On Chanukah and Kislev, the good that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us and decreed for us in Rosh Hashanah starts settling in, starts seeping in, and we start to take notice of that chesed. Continues the Kish Levi and says, Ki Eine Eida, how does Rashi translate Ki Eine Eida? Perish Rashi, Chochmei Eida, there's a connection between Re'iyah and Chochma. It's true in Kabbalah. But Kach B'chanukah B'neirot, why is the mitzvah Chanukah all revolving around the Re'iyah? Because the Re'iyah is the thing, is the understanding. Ki Ula Shom Re'iyah, V'char Kach Purim, what's the mitzvah in Purim? It's Dibur, Korinet HaMegillah, V'Pesach U'B'maisa, is an action, Shochel Matzah. Meaning the three chagim that we have in a row of Chanukah, Purim, and then Pesach, right? After the Chagim of Tishrei. Chagim of Tishrei is the time that we get all the Shafa from Hashem. Rosh Hashanah, things are sealed in Yom Kippur, we still have the last chance until Shemini Atzeres, the Petchatava. Afterwards are three stages. There's a stage of the Machshav, of the realization, and therefore the mitzvah on Chanukah is through seeing, is through Re'iyah. There's a second stage, right, which is Dibur, that's the mitzvah of Purim, of Kriyas Megillah. The third set is Maisa v'chilas Matzah. V'cha Chanukah shu'al Ria v'b'chorish kislev atziruf hu v'yar yoshev ha'aretz ha'knani. What does it mean at the tziruf? So if you look in the first four letters of the pasuk v'yar yoshev ha'aretz ha'knani, you see that the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, I don't know if you have more of the older Siddur, I don't know about more modern Siddur. If you have an older Siddur, if you look in an older Siddur in Shul, you'll see, if you look on Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, so usually before Musaf, Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, so it has a 12 tzeirufim of different months of the year, and they're all based on Pesukim. And here, the Pasuk, that's the different combinations of Vav Hey, Yud Hey, Vav Hey, the Pasuk for Kislev is Vayar Yosheva Aretz Haknani, and he says again, it's not by chance that Vayar, the Inyan of Re'iyah, is connected to Kislev and Chanukah, Shmur al Re'iyah, which I think has a very practical ramification as well. A person wants to know how they could light themselves up. A person's struggling, a person's in a time of darkness, a person wants to add. I mean, we spoke about this morning, Beit Hillel's Mosif Aholich. We learn from Beit Hillel that we always have to do a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. But a person's down, so one of the ways that a person can pick themselves up is to recognize all the brachos that the Kaddish Baruch Hu gives them, all the success that they had. You might want more, you want to be doing other things, but able to take a step back, have some perspective, look backward, see what have I done, what have I accomplished, what good has the Kaddish Baruch Hu done to me? And that's the type of thing that could get a person jump started. Okay, the next Kushas Levi, Mishmona Esrei. This Kushas Levi has specific ramification and nowadays. Right? So it's a Tzioni Kushas Levi. Mishmona Esrei, Anu Omrim Val Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. Right? Down in Mishmona Esrei, we say that the Nisim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does, Shebechol Yom Imanu. Imanu. Says Kushas Levi, Imanu Daika. And if you have a Daika, it's Imanu, not with us, but Im Anu. Meaning with us. It's not that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does the miracles for us, but he does the miracles with us. Ma she'anu po'alim al yedei pu'latenu she'taseh imanu nisim. Right, that what we do through our actions, that through that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will do miracles. La'al nefotecha v'tevotecha she'b'chol et erev avoki v'tzorayim. V'lonis karkan imanu. There in modim, we say the nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us. It doesn't say imanu that does it through us. She'ein anu gormim rak she'mashkbiya b'chastoka v'yocho b'lo hitarut edolatecha. Meaning, in general, when Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed through to us, when he does miracles for us, it's not through itaruta l'tata. Itaruta l'tata means awakening from below. So that's what's known as itaruta de la'ela. It's something that comes from above, awakening from above, that Hashem does fully by himself. And there's itaruta de la'tata, that we, from below, awaken Hashem's chesed, Hashem's desire to do chesed for us. So he says, Stam, we don't have it. On Chanukah, we do have it. But the erlocha b'siyat d'shmaya, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, I want to explain to you siyat d'shmaya. Ki the nisim of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, Hashem Barach b'chazdo agal pa'al zel belishu mitarut atachton. But that we know Mitzrayim, without us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came right? The Yad Chazaka of Zor Natuya took us out of Mitzrayim. Masha Ein came a Chanukah. Chanukah is a different story. Hanisim Ayuktsat Gamken al Yedei HaTachtonim was a little bit also by those beneath here, the Chashmonaim uvanav, Hayu Lochamim im Chayel Antiochos, HaRasha, Yimach Shemo. That it wasn't just a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't the Makos in Mitzrayim. Again, we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu was behind everything. That's a challenge. Is also when we succeed, right? Memasei Adenu is to realize that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that gave us the ability to succeed. But since it was through us, Lachein Anu Omrim B'Chanukah Behi Noam. Why do we say the pasuk of Behi Noam in Chanukah lighting? Behi Noam V'Adakan Neir Chanukah Shebo Ne'mar Masei Adenu Konena Aleinu. Is that it's our hands. We went. The Chashmonaim went. They fought against the Yevanim. But the miracles to recognize that although we were the ones doing the fighting, that it came from Hashem. Perhaps that's the connection. There's the famous question of the Beis Yosef. Right? What's the Beis Yosef's question, famous question in Chanukah? Why 8 days, not seven? There was only 7 days of Nes Pach Hashem. Anyone know the answer to the Meiri? The Meiri says that the first day is on the victories against the Yevanim. Meaning the first day is for the wars. That's the day that we're in right now. And then the 7 days is on Nes Pach Hashem, because the first day wasn't really a miracle. That was enough for life for one day. There are many, many different answers to the question. It could be, though, that there's a connection there. Meaning the miracle of the first day, the miracle of the war, isn't any less a miracle than Nes Pach Hashem. It could be that only after Nes Pach Hashem, when we see that Hashem's involved, then retroactively, my friend, I look back and say, oh, the fact that we were able to be victorious against the Yevanim, the strongest army in the world, that also came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's Nisecha Imanu. It's through us. It's through us that we were involved. L'remez al Nes Chanukah Shuktzat Masei Adinu V'mchama. Omnam Hashem Yitbarach Masei Adinu Konan Aleinu. Right? We say Masei Adinu, it's ours. But we say Masei Adinu Konan Aleinu, that our actions you gave to us. Just like we read in Devarim, there are the fears that people are going to say, Kochi Uvavias, L'chayel Azeh, the person says, I'm going to do it by the strength of my hand. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a mistake. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu Natan Lecha Tekoch L'sot Chayel. Some people make a mistake. They think, no, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us kochos. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us skills. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us abilities. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us strengths. No, He did. We have to realize that we have strengths and thank Hashem for those strengths, but realize that the strengths that we have and the success that we have is thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu giving to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu with Tzliach Lanu, Masei Adinu, the Kaber Malchama that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and it's a synthesis of the two. Now, speaking about the brachas of candle lighting, it's a tefillah here to look at together. This is a tefillah of Rav Tzvi Elimelech Medinov. Do you know who that is? B'nei Yisraschar. Yeah, the B'nei Yisraschar, Rav Tzvi Elimelech Medinov. It's a beautiful tefillah. The first time I saw it, since then I haven't stopped saying it every single night for Hanukkah candles. I photocopied for you, can take it, keep it in your wallet. I recommend saying it. We'll look at it together in a moment. It's a beautiful, beautiful tefillah. Maybe just a quick story or two about the B'nei Yisraschar, Rav Tzvi Elimelech Medinov. When his mother, Rav Tzvi Elimelech Medinov, his mother was pregnant with him. So she went to her uncle. Her uncle was a Noam Elimelech. Everyone hear the Noam Elimelech? Mm-hmm. Like Levi Yitzchak Meraditcher, the Noam Elimelech also learnt by the Magen and Mezrich. And she went to her uncle for a bracha, and she said, you know, it's Hashem, we have a baby. So he said, listen, when he's born, name him Elimelech. She freaked out. I mean, her uncle is such a Rebbe, he's a gadol. He's telling me to name him after me. She's afraid that her uncle's going to die. So the baby's born. He says, I'm not going to give him the name just Elimelech, Chas v'Shalom. I'll give him the name Tzvi Elimelech. So, after the bris, Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Ezra ben Lizhansk, says to his niece, he says, if you would have just named him my name Elimelech, he would have been just like me. Now that you gave him the name Tzvi Elimelech, he's going to be half like me. He's going to be half like me. So, half of the Noam Elimelech, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? No small fries. The B'nai Yisraschar wrote many, many, many Sfarim. The most famous one is B'nai Yisraschar. A little bit of background for the name. B'nai Yisraschar is one of the most classic Sfarim of Chassidus that goes through the months of the year and is Ma'amorim on the Mahalach of the years, the different Chagim. And the Chodesh that has the most material is Chodesh Kislev. Why? So he himself, Tzvi Elimelech Medinov, always felt very, very connected to the Chag of Chanukah. And he never understood why. What was his special connection? Mela, he was a Kohen, he was from Shevet Levi, so he could say he's connected to the Chashmonaim, but he knew he wasn't a Levi, so he didn't understand. So he went to his Rebbe. Who was his Rebbe? Same Rebbe as we just learned. From Simcha Manavi Sheskh, the Chozem Lublin. Now the Chozem Lublin, why was he called a Choze? They said it was a Chozem Lublin because he's able to see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Just like the Gemara Nida says in Daf Lamed about a baby in the Tinuk. That he can see from one side, there's a Ner Barosho, and he can see from one side to the other side. It was discussed last night, the Mesiva. So too they said a Chozem Lublin was able to see the seer of Lublin. So he came in to ask this question. Of course, he didn't have to ask, because the Chozem Lublin already knew his question before he came in. And he said, I'll tell you, you want to know why you're connected to Chanukah? He said, the reason is because you are from Yeshivas Yisrael. And Yeshivas Yisrael was the Beitin of the Chashmonaim. You were connected to the Beitin of the Chashmonaim, and therefore it's a special time. Therefore, he names his Sefer, the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, the most amount of material is Dafka found on Chodesh Kislev. Everyone have a tefillah? So let's look quickly. V'shem yuchu kutcho brichu shkintei v'dachilu rechimu love and fear and fear and love v'yachet shemilei b'vavei v'yichot shlim v'chal Yisrael. So the way that many of these tefillah begin, right? Same way we say it before Sefirah. So Omer, another question, Dafka, why call Chal Yisrael more or less says a tefillah like this. There's l'shem yuchu in every mitzvah that we do. Right? It's connecting the names of Hashem, v'shem Chal Yisrael, that we're doing the mitzvahs not just for ourselves, for all of Chal Yisrael. Obviously there's more depth here, I just want to quickly get a quick idea. So number one, I'm doing a mitzvah. The first reason is, it's a mitzvah. I'm doing it because Hashem commanded me. That it should be considered in front of you. I'm Stam, a Pashat, a Jew. But I'm asking you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you should consider it as if I had all the covenant. That all the Kohanim had, when they went ahead, right, that you, Hashem, they're playing the words lenatzeach, both to be victorious against their enemies, and lenatzeach, what does lenatzeach mean? Like we say in the Tehillim, lenatzeach is more like David, it's to conduct, that they conducted over the melech and the base of English, the voda, v'nini yosel datam lakavanatam, doing according to their dat, their kavanah, about that called tzaddikim v'chassidim, all the tzaddikim, all the chassidim that were in that generation, sheshafat lam nisecha, v'zachu l'or b'or chayim, they were zochet to the or of Hashem, v'al dat called tzaddikim v'chassidim shuvadorotenu, all the tzaddikim v'chassidim in our generation, ufi kifiyem, my mouth is like their mouth, asiyati kisiyatam, my actions like their actions, uv'zchut ha-mitzvah zot, right, this mitzvah, it's a technical thing, all I'm doing is I'm taking fire, I'm lighting a wick, but realize it's symbolic of a lot more than that, it's just through the zchut of this mitzvah. We should have zchut to go ahead and overcome our enemy. Who's our enemy? Fill in the blank, both in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. You know, the Baal Shem Tov said that when David HaMelech, all Tehillim, David HaMelech is always talking about enemies. The Baal Shem Tov says that there was one enemy, the Yitzhar. David HaMelech is always talking about being victorious against my enemies, the Yitzhar. So it's true on the level of an individual, it's level on a Klal Yisrael. There are always enemies in the world, challenges in the world. That when we light the Hanukkah candles, we're asking to light up the darkness, to succeed over our enemies. And also to be able to have the base of Mikdash. And then we move into V'galei k'fo machot chaleinu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should reveal his malchus in the world. V'lo yamush ha-Torah m'pinu, m'pi zareinu, m'pi zera zareinu, me'atav yad olam, v'nizkeh lebanim, tamadei chachamim, zakeinu l'ka'adel. Right? It's right here in the Tefillah. Amen, ken yi ratzon. V'kadeshenu mitzvotecha, v'tein chalkeinu b'toratecha. Right? That we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, that ishi mekadesh us through his mitzvos. Right, the Chassidim say, "Kachin mitzvotecha, like Kadosh Baruch Hu should betroth us, like kedushin. We should marry us through the mitzvos. He should give us a chelik in the Torah, not just to learn Torah, but chelkeinu, our chelik. That everyone should be able to connect and find the part of Torah that's most relevant to them, that speaks to their neshama. Sabeinu mitzvotecha, samech nafshim mitzvotecha, v'tayer libeinu. Most importantly, the avdecha be'emes. Listen, that's the be'emes. Meloch kol aretz kulo bechvodecha, v'nasei kol aretz bicharecha. Where's that from? Tamei Rosh Hashanah, right? That we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to anoint himself and to come and rule the entire world. Va'afa should appear b'hadar gon uzecha and all of his glory. I'll call you shvetel artzecha. V'hidak kol pa'ul ki atah paltol. That every single creation should know that you're the creator. We have been called Yitzur ki atah yitzotol. And everything that's formed should realize you formed him. V'yomar kol asher neshama b'apo. Everything that has life in him. Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech u'machalto b'chol mamshala. So if you look in the gematrias there, so there's all kinds of holy things. Amen. Netzach Selva. And with that, you say that feeling, you go to light candles, you realize that you're not just lighting your candles. There's light, there's darkness in your own life, in the Shama, in Klal Yisrael, there's Torah, there's Avoda. So that's the Bnei Yisrael. Vaita. Sfas Emes. Wait, did we do the second Kishu Levi? No, we didn't do it, right? The third one. Three times a charm. Menusach habracha omrim. The nusach. Shasa anisim lavoteinu b'mimim azman azeh. In those days and our times. Kikol anisim yulamala me'azman. He says all the other miracles, is playing off the previous one, all the other miracles were above time. Kimo nisim mitzrayim. What's time representative of? This world, right? One of the dimensions of this world. We have three dimensions. We also have the dimension of time. We know that there's no time out of this world. How do we know? In creation, what's one of the first things Hashem creates? Time. Right? We always say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hayah Hoveh V'Yeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between past, present, and future. It's all one thing. What does that mean? I have no idea. I mean, I know what it means. I can't understand because I'm limited by time. Since I'm limited by time, I can't understand what it means not to be limited by time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time. Therefore, miracles are considered above time. L'malam HaZman. Kimo Nisei Mitzrayim V'Yamsu V'Yardin V'Chol HaNisim Ayu L'malam HaTeva. Chanukah and Purim are inside of Teva, b'toch HaTeva. The Chashmonei Yubanav asu milchama, u'Purim hayta Esther HaMalka, l'chei mevarkim b'chanukah sh'asa nisim, b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh doesn't just mean in our time, but in time, meaning in the world, in nature. Ratzel amar b'toch hazman sh'ulam hazeh, b'toch HaTeva sh'asa nisim, sh'kol hayam eto yitbarach. To recognize that God, and that's just the challenge in life, is not just to see Hashem in Kriyas Yamsuf, but to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything. Right? To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature. We know that the gematria of nature is the same as the gematria of Elohim. Elohim, right? Because nature is God. God. It's to be found inside of nature. L'chei nikra Chanukah sh'rabotein uzal amru Moshe nitnabe bazeh. What's the name Chanukah? Right? So everyone knows Chanuk Chafei, that they stopped in Chafei. So here he gives a different explanation. There's a famous Maimer Chazal, the difference of the level of Nevuah between Moshe and all of the Nevi'im. That Moshe Rabbeinu was mitnabe bazeh. And Moshe Rabbeinu could point to something and say, zeh. B'chol ha'Nevi'im b'chol. All the other Nevi'im, the way that they introduced their Nevuah is chol. Ki b'china ko nikra mashu b'olam hazeh. Something that's more worldly. Mash'ein ki Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shama yadavuk tamid l'mala. He was always connected above. Mizman, above his time. Nikra zeh. V'lachay nikra chanukah. Rotze lomar chanukho. B'china ko haya chaniyatam. This is where they settled. Haynu munuchatam shahaya hanes b'toch ha'teva. Uvechol shana. Today. Uvechol shana b'yamim alalu. Mitgale ha'neis ahu. Every single year during this time, it's a time where the neis is revealed. V'Hashem Yibach Baruch Hu mashbiya b'yamim alalu la'mot shuva v'fidyon. There's always the act of the Shemaya for the Jewish people as a whole, and each year as an individual, during Chanukah. V'zeu shana omri b'shmona esrei l'amcha Yisrael asita purkan k'hayom hazeh. He says, Kayom Daika, it's Tafka Kayom, Ratzel Amar, the Gam Hayom, that even nowadays, Hatshua Vafidyon, B'yamim Ahem, Kimo, Be'etahi. That even nowadays, that the Tshua is going to be of things of worldly things, that it's going to be in nature, it's going to be in our times, we're going to be able to have Siyat Deshmaya. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring down the base of Mikdash out of the sky, or there's going to be a Kriyas Yamsuf, but that to have Siyat Deshmaya, anything that a Jew wants to succeed in, Chanukah is an ideal time. The gates of Shemayim are open, and with everything, it's in Gashmias, it's in Ruchnias. There are days that we have to realize that are, it's a gift. It's 8 days of gifts. Right? It's not Stam that there's a minute to give Matanos on Chanukah. The first one to give out Chanukah presents is the Kaddish Baruch. Till this day. The Kaddish Baruch is giving us gifts. The problem is, if we go back to the first Kushas Levi, is sometimes we leave the gifts wrapped on the side and we don't realize that they're gifts. The Kaddish Baruch gave us gifts in Rosh Hashanah, we don't realize. Chanukah is a time to unwrap the gifts, to realize the gifts Hashem gave us, take off the gift wrap, open them up, and start playing with them, start using them, start putting them to use. So that's some Torah from the Kedushas Levi. So we have left the Sfas Emes. I wanted to also share a story about, we mentioned the Chozem Lublin, about the Chozem Lublin. There's a shtetl, in which there is a moiser. What's a moiser? Right? In Hebrew, a moser. Right? In English, a moiser. A moiser is someone that hands over, right? What does it mean, hands over? If for whatever reasons, it could be he gets head to gain for money, or just for kicks, he would go over to authorities, right? The Goyish authorities, and he would turn in. Jews were doing all kinds of things, and Muslims, they would pay him off, or whatever it would be. And it was causing mamish tzaras tzurus. And it bothered them, and they tried putting a cherem against him. They tried everything in it. Imamish didn't go. So they were about to give up, and the imamish was suffering. And some of the Hasidim said, listen, we're going to Hanukkah, we're going to the Rebbe, Chozem Lublin. I had to travel out of Lublin, it was far away, a couple of days' journey. We're there, and we'll ask him. So they come in, it's Erev Hanukkah, it's the first Tish. Every night in Hanukkah, the Rebbe lights candles, and it's a Tish, etc. And, Rebbe says, Shalom Aleichem to all the Hasidim, people to connect. And the Hasidim pass forward a petek with the Moser's name. Fold it up. They expect the Chozal Ben's going to see the petek. He's going to understand exactly what the problem is, and they'll help them out and take care of the problem for them. The petek gets to them, and the Chozem Lublin, Gevaldik Shkoich. I'm thinking, Gevaldik Shkoich. I mean, Gevaldik Shkoich. This guy is a Russian Marusha. He's causing such trouble to Klal Yisrael. After Tish, they come to the Rebbe, they say, you know, we need your help. He says, I don't understand. What's the problem? He says, I could see his neshama is me'ir from one side of the world to the other side of the world. The whole world's lit up with his neshama. Well, what's the problem? they were speechless. They know what to say. Comes the eighth day, day after day, Zos Chanukah, right? It's the peak of Chanukah. And they figured, it's a little bit chutzpah. They were thinking about it in the other days. They said, Zos Chanukah. Maybe something will change. They pass the petek again, and the Rebbe Chozem Lublin doesn't. A couple of days later, that's getting ready to leave Lublin and go back home, back to the shtetl, totally discouraged, disappointed. They pass by the Chozem Lublin, and as the Chozem Lublin sees them, they didn't have a chutzpah to say anything. He remembers of the name that they had passed them forward. And he says, now I understand exactly what the tzaras is and the problem is, and he gave them all kinds of etzes. So they like looking at him. He's like, you want to know what changed between last week and now? And Chana, you have to understand. A Yid does a mitzvah. And you're right. It could be that he's not a tzaddik and he's not davening every time a day, three times a day, and putting on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, and he's been kovei isim Torah or whatever. But it was Chanukah. And Chanukah, he did the mitzvah with a lot of candles. He says, do you know what it means for a Jew to do a mitzvah? It doesn't matter anything else. A simple mitzvah that a Yid does, his entire neshama is surrounded and lit up, and the entire world's alive from his mitzvah. And that's a mitzvah that was done by a Moiser who was Bemetta Rasha. Did a lot of damage to Klal Yisrael. Pasha, according to Rambam, lost his chalik al-Habba. But nonetheless, he did a mitzvah. You have to realize that every little mitzvah that we do so many mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, on a daily basis, that it's easy to lose track, to be able to appreciate and to value each one. But every single mitzvah that we do teaches us the Chozem Lublin has such a difference in this world. I mean, there's so much darkness in the world. Bezrat Hashem, you know, in Gan Eden, everything was a light. Bezrat Hashem, you know, it's the Mashiach, Olam Haba. But here, right now, there's a world of darkness. There's a world of tohu vavohu. And our job as Jews is to light things as much as possible, to light things up, to cancel and more lights. And more lights, to be mahadrin, to be mosif holech, each time to light a little bit more, for ourselves, for Klal Yisrael, to be an or, again, an or lagoyim, the same mushal of light. So to constantly try to spread the light of Hashem. Which brings us to Sfas Emes. I mentioned before the Chiddush HaRim, who also learned from the Katzker, and ended up becoming a Rebbe himself and starting the Gerer Chasidus. So his grandson, the Sfas Emes, quotes here first the Kedushas Levi. Okay, the second to last piece. B'sefer Kedushas Levi. B'sefer Kedushas Levi. B'zman hazeh mamish. He says, is that even in this time, that in every single year, there's still a light of the miracles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the miracles are there. But if you want to sense them, if you want to feel them, if you want to feel that, so you have to disconnect yourself a little bit from nature. To the extent that a person isn't totally surrounded in gashmis, that doesn't mean not to enjoy ragach. I've seen them dafka believe that the same way you have to light up people in the world, we have to light up gashmis in the world, we have to connect everything to Torah mitzvahs. A person eats a ragach while they're learning chasidus, so not only is it okay, but it's a mitzvah. He's using the koch in order to enjoy the Torah. The chasidim say that the same way that when you're digesting the food and the food's getting digested in your stomach, so too, along with that, right, a spoonful of sugar, the medicine goes down, so the Torah also gets digested and absorbed into your neshama. But a person that takes that to an extreme and doesn't use the ragalach as a means to an end, but his whole life's about gashmias, so then he's going to have a hard time sensing the ruchnias. So then he's v'nishar gam ledoros hargash. Whoops, skipped. Kinei schulamala Kinesu lamal meteva. Miracles are above nature. Umikoma koma idea mitzvah neros chanaka. Liyod nidabak b'mashal lamal meteva. A person can connect himself to things higher than this world. Shezei ikar b'chinat ha-mitzvot l'daveku l'chaber adam ha-mashal lamal meteva, to connect the things above the world. Ah. Meaning, even in this world, if it's through mitzvos, you can connect mitzvos to this world. Even things that are physical, if you think about it, all the mitzvos are in gashmis. The mitzvos of Chanukah we're reading about now, learning about now, is such ruchnius to it. It's connected to very physical things. The shemen, to wicks, to candles. We're talking here about Chidush Erim. Amar kavum yamim tovim b'halel uvada. What does it mean? They were established as yamim tovim b'hal and hoda. Shetiknu shalidei halav hoda yorer hadam herata yamim. It's dafka by giving thanks to Hashem, praising Hashem, appreciating, connecting back to that kedushas like we saw before, realizing all the good that Hashem gave us, we'll also be able to connect those special lights that existed then and exist again this year in Chanukah as well. Shu niftachim u'merim lo, that those lights will be able to light him up inside as well. It's to be able to find the light that's hidden also in the darkness of the galus. So, v'zei yishlamar mashakatov, again, korni chushi arim ala gemara, tibapurim lo kavum halel, dakati avdei hachashverosh. In the time of Purim, why didn't they say halal? Because they're still avadim hachashverosh. V'gam b'nei sazer lo haya yitziyah v'tul l'chol malchus yavani. He says, I don't understand. What's the difference in Chanukah? Chanukah also, there's no bittul till malchus yavani. Even after the start of Chanukah, the Greeks were still in control. Even though in a certain sense they were still in Golos, they were being controlled by the Greeks, they weren't really autonomous. Nonetheless, they still felt, they still sensed that they were over the Hashem. That in itself is a miracle. Remember before we asked the question of Beis Yosef. So there's a Hasidish Vort that's the miracle. Why is 8 days in Neis Pach HaShemen? 7 days that the oil burnt longer than it should have. The first miracle is that they lit the menorah. Why is it a miracle? Why should they go ahead and light? They know they don't have enough oil. They have to go and produce oil. It takes 8 days to produce new oil. So what's the point of lighting for one day and then taking a break 7 days and lighting it? We'll wait and then we'll light. Going back to the Meiri, why are we fighting against the Yevanim? What are the chances that a bunch of yeshiva bachers are going to go ahead against the number one army in the entire world and be victorious? It's impossible. But that's the miracle. That they believed in themselves and they said, listen, the little bit that we could do, we'll do. And then, a person who wants something bad enough, he wants to accomplish something, he has an obstacle in front of him, he has a challenge to run away, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do it for you. But to take it head on, to give it everything you can, and then to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I did as much as I can, help me. Bezrat Hashem. She said, there are the miracles that they realize they're all the Hashem, even though they're in their galus. Af in the darkness. Neshar gam ledorot. This still is left over for future generations. Hargasha mimashala malam in ateva, af ulam azeh, vizeh, shomrim b'nei b'na yimei shmona, v'shlavin shmona yamim, mao yimei shmona, right, it's the 8th day, the 8 days times of 7 is nature, 8 is supernatural, v'nir Hashem yimam b'chinat shmini shalamalam in ateva, l'chol yom sheikh b'chinat shmona kanal, t'var pela b'nei schanaka shiak k'day, shechlu k'yem mitzum anor, v'alo lo lo ratzarech, rak lasot ratzono. What's the big deal? They don't need to do the light. It's not like there's missing lights in the Beis HaMikdash. It's doing for the Ratzon of Hashem. If they don't have oil, so they're pater for the mitzvah. Meaning, they're not doing anything wrong by not lighting the menorah when they didn't have oil. So what's the big deal? That Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special enjoyment. It's precious to him that we do the mitzvah. The Daf and Chanukah is a time where a person can give it a little bit of an extra. He has extra siyat d'shmaya. And the Bezrat Hashem, things to think about. We're still on the first day of Chanukah. We have an entire 8-day chag ahead of us. Is to recognize the potential that these days present to us, to take advantage of them, and make sure to light up the world with the light, Bezrat Hashem.